It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You're all right.
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
It's true that foreigners are influencing American elections, but not in the way that we've been hearing in the media for the last 2 years. My name is J. Christian Adams. I'm in for Sandy Rios today. It's great to be here and with you this morning, this beautiful morning in America. And I'm going to be here the rest of the hour taking your calls. I'll be joined by Robert Popper of Judicial Watch later in the hour. And what we're talking about is our elections. That's what separates us from so many regimes throughout history, so many regimes around the world. But the problem with our elections is that maybe Americans aren't the only people voting in them, and we'll get to that. My normal life is with the Public Interest Legal Foundation. I'm an attorney. You may have seen me on Fox. I frequently am on with Sandy. And all I do is election law, and I know that a lot of you out there are interested in this. We'll be taking calls this hour from you at 888-589-8840. But I have to start the show with something that has absolutely been haunting me. You know, Hollywood is usually full of slop, right? We all can agree 99% of what comes out on the big screen is not worth watching. But I will tell you, I saw something last night. This is just absolutely haunting me, a movie about, frankly, redemption, and how often do you get to see something like that? And it is called The Guilty. And word of warning, look, first of all, it's heavy stuff, so it's not for the kids. But it also has subtitles. I know a lot of you just absolutely refuse. I get it. That's okay, but you can tolerate the subtitles. The movie The Guilty is something that's really worth seeing. If you like Alfred Hitchcock, this is a good one. But putting that aside, let's talk about elections. Every year, we have people in this country who live in foreign lands or should be living in foreign lands who are influencing our elections. The real foreign influence in our elections is not Russia. It's not the Trump campaign and the phony collusion narrative that we've been hearing for the last 2 years. The real foreign influence in our elections is foreigners voting. Foreigners voting in American elections. Now, you might say, yeah, well, that's not possible. How could foreigners be voting in American elections? Hasn't this been debunked by the Washington Post? No, it hasn't. And let me tell you, it's serious and it's pervasive and the system is breaking down. The people who ought to be caring about this are, in fact, covering it up. The people who ought to be concerned that foreigners are voting in our elections are the ones that are allowing it to happen. Now, all of this, of course, sounds thoroughly outlandish if you've been reading the Washington Post or the New York Times or watching CNN, because their job is to not let you know what's happening. And that's why we're here and that's why you're listening this morning. But I'll tell you how it happens. The system's broken down in places like California. Do you remember Motor Voter? Remember in 1993? They passed the law that when you go to DMV, you get to register to vote. Well, everybody who's registering to get a driver's license at DMV offices near you around the country, when they're asked to get their driver's license, they're also given a question, do you want to register to vote? That's Motor Voter. Remember, Bill Clinton made that a top priority in 1993? It's top priority of the Democrats after they won the election in 92. Well, on that voter registration form is a quick question, and it says, are you a citizen, yes or no? And this is where people who don't have American citizenship are getting on the rolls because they're marking yes untruthfully. Some of them are actually marking no and getting on the voter rolls. If you go to my organization's website at publicinterestlegal.org you'll actually can see voter registration forms where people mark no in places like Texas, California, Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and they're still getting on the voter rolls, even though they're telling election officials that I'm not an American citizen, and they're still getting on the voter rolls. But a lot of them are lying. A lot of them are saying yes, or a lot of them aren't even paying attention, and they're getting on the voter rolls. And folks, they're getting on the voter rolls in astounding numbers. Astounding numbers. Now, the president said 3 million. Do we know that? No, because nobody's done the work. Nobody's done the work. We've started to, but nobody has completely been able to analyze it because you just don't know. There's no way to know who is a citizen that is on the voter rolls and properly if they're not a citizen. There's just no way to do it. So what we've been doing is harvesting self-reporting non-citizens. You've heard of the term self-deporting? Well, this is sort of self-reporting, where a non-citizen says, I'm a non-citizen, please take me off the rolls. And folks, it's bad. Pennsylvania, let's talk about Pennsylvania, big swing state, right? Pennsylvania for 20 years has had a glitch in their driver's license system that has allowed enormous numbers of non-citizens to get on the rolls. How do we know this? Because Pennsylvania admitted that it happened. Have you heard that in the news? Have you heard CNN talking about all of the non-citizens who have been voting in Pennsylvania for the last 20 years? I didn't think so because they don't want you to know that. They only want to attack the president when he talks about this problem. So what happened in Pennsylvania was an absolute catastrophe. There's a system there called PennDOT that was registering non-citizens, even ones who said that they're not a citizen, they were getting on the rolls. Well, my organization tried to get the records, and we've been fighting in federal court with Pennsylvania for the last year because they're hiding the information. So when they criticize President Trump for saying things like non-citizens are on the rolls, we ought to be looking at places like Pennsylvania for hiding the facts. Then we have Texas. Texas has an enormous problem with non-citizens on the rolls. Harris County, Texas, which is Houston, same thing. They have been putting non-citizens on the voter rolls in Harris County for a very long time. How do we know this? Because Harris County election officials said so. They admitted to this. Now, did you see this on CNN or the Washington Post or perhaps read it in the New York Times? Of course not, because they don't want you to know. Once again, Harris County, Texas, we have been suing them in federal court for over a year to try to get the records that they know exist and they are hiding. Now, why are we tolerating this, right? Is there anybody out there who wants non-citizens on the rolls? And I'm sorry to tell you that the answer is yes. And we'll be joined in this hour by Robert Popper, a friend of mine who I worked with at the Justice Department voting section many years ago, who will talk more about that. He's from Judicial Watch. So non-citizens are on the voter rolls, they're voting, and we have groups who are trying to prevent us from doing anything about it. Would this have happened in America 20 years ago? Would Americans 20 years ago have tolerated foreigners getting on voter rolls in American elections? I don't think so, and you can chime in at 1-888-589-8840 on American Family Radio. I'm Christian Adams for Sandy Rios. So what happened in this country where 30 years ago, no, I'd say 10 years ago, if you said that there was a problem with non-citizens getting on the rolls, everybody would be mad, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, black, white, northerner, southerner, westerner, football fan, basketball fan, all of us would be mad. But we now live in a culture where criminality, because this is a crime, by the way. Aliens are not allowed to register to vote in America. But we live in a culture where criminality has its, shall we say, defenders, where people who ought to care, who profess to be lawyers and civil rights groups, are in fact the ones helping to hide the problem. I'm in a case in the District of Columbia where it all came about because Kansas, Georgia, and Alabama passed a citizenship verification law, a citizenship verification law, right? Pretty simple stuff. Everybody would agree we only want citizens on the voter rolls. Well, they had to get a federal voter form changed. It's complicated. It's part of Motor Voter. And they had to go to Washington and said, okay, here's our new form. Here's the new instructions. Please approve this, federal government. And the federal government approved it to allow Georgia, Alabama, and Kansas to verify citizenship. Guess what happens next? Come on, you know the answer. Left-wing groups file lawsuits. Oh, but it gets much, much worse. They file lawsuits to try to stop Kansas, Georgia, and Alabama from making sure only citizens are voting. And they get sued. And the federal agency normally can rely on the Justice Department to defend them, right? That's how it's supposed to work. Federal government lawyers defend the federal government. Well, under the Obama-Holder administration, the lawyers raised a white flag and said, oh, no, 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 no. We're not going to defend what the federal agency did. Folks, that's how corrupt this is. That's how corrupt it is. That's how bad the system is broken. Now, look at states where this is a real problem, and probably the worst is California. And that's why we'll have Bob Popper on later this hour to talk about this. But California has, for years, had a broken down system. A broken down system that doesn't monitor voter rolls, doesn't care about citizenship. And, you know, you can see what happens. You have a state that's been completely transformed. Everywhere you go in California, there's signs warning you that if you take one more step forward, you're going to get cancer. Gas stations. Everywhere. Hotels. And by the way, if you're in San Francisco and you take one more step forward, it's probably really important to look where you're stepping. That's how bad things have gotten in California, and it starts because of who's voting. And there's no constraint in California about illegal immigration, the voter rolls, and election administration. Now, they want to export this across the country. In Texas, you have Harris County, Texas, hiding the ball about how many aliens have been on the voter rolls in Houston. Same thing is happening in the Rio Grande, where ask yourself this question. If you're a illegal alien in Texas and you want to keep the Border Patrol off your back, what's the next best document to have besides a passport, which, by the way, you'll never get? What's the best document to have? It's a voter registration card. And that's why human smuggling operations in the Rio Grande Valley have been using voter registration to move their human traffic. And what are we doing about it? Thankfully, the Western District of Texas U.S. Attorney has made an indictment out there. But what about the rest of the country where we know there's aliens on the rolls and they're not being prosecuted? In North Carolina, they are. Thankfully, the U.S. Attorney there, Mr. Higdon, is prosecuting them. You can join in at 888-589-8840. I'm J. Christian Adams in for Sandy Rios today. And aliens on the voter rolls, what's going to be done about it? Is it a real problem? You know, we've heard all of this about foreign influence. But it's not, you know, it's not just aliens. It's the whole system breakdown in elections. A lot of people say, oh, we need voter ID. Okay, that's good. But you know what? The aliens are getting on the voter rolls when they're going to get photo ID. So photo ID is not the answer to foreign influence in our elections. And I would submit to you, as one who's been an election lawyer at the Justice Department, now at the Public Interest Legal Foundation, doing voter fraud fighting, I will submit to you that more foreigners are voting than people who are impersonating without photo ID. The problem is way worse with foreigners voting than is voter ID. Okay, 888-589-8840. We'll be taking your calls next segment. We have a real foreign influence in American elections. It isn't the Russians. It's people coming across from other countries and participating in American elections. I'm J. Christian Adams, and for Sandy Rios on American Family Radio.
Here's Walker Wildman for Redeem Clean Laundry Products. Not only do you get a great product and you get to obviously clean your clothes, get the stains out and use the multi-surface cleaner to clean your countertops and use the dryer sheets, you're doing all of this and the money's going to support the work of American Family Association.
Redeem Clean Laundry products were developed by AFA supporters Len Ingram and Jim Duncan to assist in funding the mission of the American Family Association. Redeem Clean products work as well as or better than other products on the market. They're environmentally safe, biodegradable, and they're made right here in the United States.
The great thing about Redeem Clean is not only is the product great, but it goes to support a great cause, and that is the work of American Family Association.
For clean laundry and a cleaner society, it's Redeem Clean. Visit redeemclean.afastore.net.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Listen to Luke 19:12 and 13. A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them each 10 talents. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back. Think of this as you continue to read. The servants, not even the unfaithful servants, ever referred to the money as his own, but always as the master's property, saying, your talents. All of the servants freely acknowledged his master's ownership of the money. They were much like us, stewards of the master's money.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
This is Pause to Pray, a moment each day to pray for our country's leaders.
Today we pray for Linda Capuano, Administrator of the U.S. Energy Administration. She leads the agency responsible for collecting, analyzing, and disseminating energy information as it relates to the economy and the environment. This job requires a great deal of wisdom. Job 12:13 reminds us of the wisdom we seek from the Lord. To God belong wisdom and power. Counsel and understanding are His. Right now, with this in mind, let's pray together. Dear God, we ask you to bless Linda Capuano with wisdom needed to perform her task. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pause to Pray is a service of the Presidential Prayer Team, a nonprofit, nonpartisan ministry dedicated to encouraging prayer for our nation's leaders. To learn more, go to pausetopray.org.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
The Heroes of Highlands Ranch, that story coming up.
True at McConnell University.
My name is Paul Kizito. I'm a junior biology major here at True at McConnell, and I came from Uganda. What I love about TMU is number one is the heart of, you know, of just the school and the love for God, for Christ. You can see it once you step on the campus. Like, you can see it's best, like, the foundation for TMU is Christianity.
Are you called? Visit truitt.edu today.
When gunfire erupted at the STEM school in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, two teenage boys jumped into action. 18-year-old Brendan Biley helped take down one of the shooters. Brendan is on his way to becoming a Marine, and the Marine Corps has praised the young man's courage under fire. 18-year-old Kendrick Castillo literally threw himself between another shooter and his classmates, giving students a chance to hide. He was struck down by a bullet. A hero, that's what the coroner says. Kendrick sacrificed his life so that his friends might live. His father, John, tells the Denver Post his son loved protecting people, helping people. Kendrick learned those qualities watching his dad serving in the Knights of Columbus. Today, we honor Brendan and the memory of Kendrick, two young men, American heroes. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
The real foreign influence in American elections is foreigners voting. It's not Russia. It's foreigners actually getting on the voter rolls and voting. Good morning. My name is J. Christian Adams. I'm in for Sandy Rios this morning. It's great to be here on American Family Radio. I'm the president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. You may have heard me many times with Sandy as a guest. Saw me on Fox, and I run in a nonprofit that does election integrity And today we're talking about voter fraud and the real foreign influence in American elections. Taking your calls at 888-589-8840 on American Family Radio. Places like Houston, Harris County, Texas, Pennsylvania, and many, many other places around the country have allowed foreigners to get on the rolls. But you won't hear that on CNN, will you? You won't read about it in the Washington Post, will you? And you won't even have an election officials fixing it. We've been litigating against Harris County County Attorney for the last year, who's hiding the information from the public about how many foreigners have been on the rolls in Houston. And it makes a difference, folks. It makes a difference, especially in close elections. We're going to take your calls now. We're going to go to Crystal in Virginia. Crystal in Virginia, hello. How are you this morning? Crystal.
Morning.
Hi, Crystal. I'm Christian Adams. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? So nice to be on the show.
Great. Well, what's your question?
My question is that during the 2012 election with Obama and Romney, as I was getting my ballot, two young girls were behind me, and they could not speak English. They needed a translator, and they were able to get a ballot. They needed a ballot that was in Spanish.
Right.
So So my question is, because I always thought, or at least I was taught in high school, which unfortunately was a while back, that in order to be an American citizen, you had to know the English language, be able to speak it, write it. So how is it they were able to vote in our elections?
I'm so glad you asked this question, Crystal, because I've been hearing this now for many, many years since I was an attorney at the Justice Department. The answer is Section 203 of the Voting Rights Act, the Federal Voting Rights Act, makes it the law of the land that just because you don't speak English doesn't mean you're not allowed to vote. It seems inconsistent, I understand, but I will tell you, particularly in Virginia, depending on where you are, they have to actually have foreign language ballot materials. And most Republicans, by the way, lest you think this is some Democrat plot, most Republicans in 2006 voted to reauthorize this, including Vice President Pence. And when they were in Congress, they just made a decision that this was good policy. And it's Section 203 of the Voting Rights Act requires that minority language voters be allowed to vote and get materials in a foreign language in the United States. That's the law of the land. Thanks a lot, Crystal. Glad to clear that up. Let's go to Jim in Mississippi. How are you doing, Jim? I'm J. Christian Adams.
Hey, Christian, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, good. You're doing us all a tremendous service by raising this issue because, you know, we get lost in a maze of varying subjects, and this one tends to get kind of swept by the wayside, like somehow it's going to mysteriously take care of itself somehow. I want to spin off the lady that talked about the Obama-Romney race. I don't think in a true, fair election, I don't think Romney lost that election. I think there was so much voter fraud, no one could have won it. You also mentioned about Texas and California. Those are the two largest electoral states in the union. You get those two states alone wrapped up, and the Democrats are in for life.
Well, that's exactly right. Jim, thanks for your call. That's exactly right. And, you know, California is basically lost. I mean, I'm sorry to say that, but this is what happens when you neglect the process issues. You know, the Democrats, and I don't want to just make this partisan, but a lot of people care about process issues. The people who would keep vulnerabilities in our system care about process. So they, whenever you talk about aliens on the rolls, they attack you, they sue you, they ridicule you. They make sure that the Washington Post doesn't cover it. So, you know, this is a real problem. And I thank you for your comments and your call. It's 1-888-589-8840. Let's go to Jake. Jake is calling from Arkansas. And good morning, Jake. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
Great. What do you have, Jake?
What I got is that I have figured out the Democrats would do anything to win. They don't care if nothing about this country. It done got to the point that it's all greed. We got a president that took this country forward than ever been in 30 years. You can drive around my city, and we got signs up, not hiring. I hadn't seen that in 20 years that we got jobs like that. And then, but the thing of it is, the Democrat done led the black people believe that they are for them, but it's not. And then they do not like me because I'm black, and I tell them the truth. I say, tell me one thing that Obama gave the black people that wasn't already somebody else's. They think something is free is free. I worked all my life. So something is free is not free. Somebody had to pay for it. Thank you.
Right. Thanks a lot, Jake. I mean, look, part of all of this, and I think it's important to understand, you know, when we talk about voter fraud, the communities that are victimized the most are often minority communities. When I was an attorney at the Justice Department, I did a case in Knoxville County, Mississippi, where runners were going around and taking absentee ballots out of mailboxes. And we put this all up at trial in Jackson. You can read about it in my book, Injustice, in great detail. These runners in Knoxville would grab the ballots out of the mailboxes, walk inside the house and vote them for the people and then turn them in. And this is what was going on. And these were minority communities. It was the black communities in Noxubee County that were victimized. The black voters were victimized by the voter fraud. And that's what happens all over the country in minority communities. In the Rio Grande Valley, it's the politiqueras who are running around voting people against their will without them having the right to cast their own ballot. So I thank you, Jake. That's exactly right. The number is 888-589-8840. I'm Jake Christian Adams in for Sandy Rios. Let's go to Texas, and we're going to talk to Hector. Good morning, Hector. How are you? Hector, go ahead. Hector in Texas, going once.
Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Hector.
I just wanted to bring up the fact that undocumented immigrants don't have to physically cast a vote to have an influence on our politics and our elections. They just have to get counted in the census. And I've been doing a little bit of research on it, you know, with 435 seats in Congress that are distributed based on population. Folks just have to get counted, and they get appropriated additional seats in Congress. And
well, that's right.
Look at the population. There was a Sloan study from MIT on the amount of undocumented immigrants, because everybody keeps putting out the number, oh, it's 10 million, 11 million. And they did their survey, and they got something closer to like 22 million. So if you do the math, that with each district, congressional district, accounting for roughly 700,000 votes or 700,000 constituents per congressional member, that's up to 22 seats in Congress that they can flip.
Right.
Now,
and that, Hector, you're talking about appropriation of congressional seats among the states. But the problem is even worse when you get into legislative redistricting, because if you count aliens, let's say you're in Dallas and there's an area where there's a large alien population, they're going to get school board seats. It might take 100,000 citizens. Let's say it takes 100,000 to get a school board seat when you draw the lines. If it's all citizens, it'll be 100,000 citizens to get that school board seat. But because the census has been counting aliens in an area where there's a lot of aliens in Dallas, it might only take 70,000 citizens and 30,000 non-citizens, and they get a school board seat. So it's a political subsidy. It's a political subsidy for areas with large numbers of non-citizens. There's a Supreme Court case this year, and my organization, the Public Interest Legal Foundation, has filed a brief on this. And what the Trump administration wants to do is ask a question on the census: are you a citizen or not? They used to ask this question, but it hasn't been asked on the main census since 1950. And so what that will allow us to do is know the truth about how many non-citizens are in the United States. And the people, and then guess what? You know, as usual, all of these civil rights groups oppose the citizenship question. They attack the president for proposing it. They attack Secretary Wilbur Ross of the Commerce Department for putting it on the census. They're litigating it with separate cases all around the country. It's a swarming wolf pack attack on it. Folks, you need to pay attention to all the dollars and power that goes into undermining this country. And the organizations on the census question are a great example. And this case is going to be decided by the Supreme Court in the next 2 months. And it's going to have enormous power and enormous influence. My name is J. Christian Adams, in for Sandy Rios. We're taking your calls at 888-589-8840. We're talking voter fraud. We're talking voter fraud in the United States and how aliens are registering to vote, and they are voting. I've got evidence of it. You can go to publicinterestlegal.org at the website and see the actual voter registration forms where they mark, no, I'm not a citizen, and they're still getting registered to vote. Some of these letters are amazing. The non-citizens are writing in and saying, I'm sorry, I thought I was registering for student council elections at my university. Right. They thought they were registering for student council elections. Let's go to Karen in Kansas. Good morning, Karen. You're on American Family Radio.
Hi. I've got a statement and a question. The statement is, my brother lives in Canada. He's a resident of Colorado. He got 4 ballots to get the vote than the last time. And the second part of it is, my question is, when Kris Kobach was trying to help President Trump to stop all this voter fraud, I guess from my understanding, there were some judges or judge that put a stop to it. I don't understand why one judge can be all is taken to change so that they can't get to the bottom of it and fix it. And why can't then another judge, the good judge, why can't that good judge say to the other judge, nullify what his
right
his answer was? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, right. And let me address the first part. The President Trump appointed me too. I was on the President's Election Integrity Commission with Kris Kobach, along with Hans von Spakovsky, Ken Blackwell, some other great folks, Connie Lawson from Indiana, Christy McCormick. And we were tasked with getting to the bottom of this and figuring out ways to improve the system. And there were 12 separate federal lawsuits that were filed by left-wing organizations. They hired public relations firms to attack us. They turned the Washington Post into an attack machine to basically get rid of the commission. And so the president appointed me and Kris and others, and the commission had to collapse down and dissolve because of we couldn't get anything done. I would send an email to other commissioners suggesting we do something, and within an hour it was being leaked to the media. So it just became ridiculous. On the question of your relative who's a Canadian who's getting multiple ballots in Colorado, well, Colorado has gone to vote by mail. In other words, there's no election day. There's no polling place. You go to your mailbox, and there's a ballot waiting for you. And in places where people move in and out of a lot, sometimes there's multiple ballots. This is how the left plays. They change the rules of the game to change the policy. And they did that in Colorado, the vote by mail, because it sounds so nice and so convenient to be able to vote in your house by mail. But what it does is it cranks in corruption into the system. It cranks in corruption into the system, and it allows a criminal, and frankly, that's what it is, it's a criminal element to gain power. We're talking about voter fraud. My name is J. Christian Adams. I'm in for Sandy Rios in the morning. We're going to be joined next by a friend of mine, Robert Popper. And Robert's fighting on the lines, on these lines too, about voter fraud, the system. Bob and I were at the Justice Department together, and we got to see some of the people up close who preserve a broken system. We got to see the people who think it's discrimination to require voter ID. We got to see why the system is under so much stress. Next up, next segment with Robert Popper on American Family Radio on J. Christian Adams.
A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. The Migration Policy Institute conducted a study that found 98,000 illegal aliens graduate from high school in America annually. MPI last studied this issue in 2003. Then, only about 60,000 illegal aliens graduated from high school annually. That's nearly a 44% increase over that time period. The states with the largest number of illegal alien graduates were California, Texas, and Florida. The top 15 graduating states account for about 81% of all graduates. A nation without borders is no nation at all. The United States welcomes all legal immigrants. Illegal immigration, however, must be stopped.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Love sings.
You know, ignorance is not bliss. We must know our enemy's strategies.
Like a good song, marriage requires the right balance of melody, harmony, and rhythm. Longtime friends of the American Family Association, Barbie and Terry Franklin, share stories and music in their new DVD set, Love Sings, The Artistry of Marriage.
It'll change your marriage like this.
Produced by American Family Studios, Love Sings is now available at afastore.net.
Today's culture is opting for entertainment rather than biblical enlightenment. For those who resist that trend, Friends of Israel shows listeners why loving the Jewish people and supporting Israel is important to the Christian faith. Friends of Israel shares biblical truth about Israel and the Messiah and promotes solidarity with the Jewish people.
This is Chris Katulka of the Friends of Israel Today radio program, heard each weekend on this station, and here's what's happening in Israel.
Friends of Israel, Saturday afternoon at 2, here on American Family Radio.
Brian Fisher here with today's Life and Liberty Minute. Evolutionists believe that time plus chance explains everything. Give monkeys banging away on typewriters enough time, they'll produce the works of Shakespeare. Well, students from Plymouth University in England put the idea to the test. They put a computer in the monkey enclosure and waited. Pretty soon, one monkey started bashing the computer with a rock, after which others defecated and urinated all over the keyboard. What they did not produce was the complete works of Shakespeare. After 1 month, they produced 5 pages of text consisting almost entirely of the letter S and did not produce even one single solitary word, let alone a complete sentence or even a phrase. For a rational explanation of the origin of everything, I think I'll stick with, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Catch Brian Fisher on Focal Point, weekday afternoons at 105 Central on American Family Radio.
This is Frank Gaffney with the Secure Freedom Minute. The Chinese Communist Party's track record compels low expectations about the bilateral trade negotiations that may reach a make-or-break point today. After all, it has seriously and notoriously failed to live up to its previous international commitments. It's a particularly bad sign, though, when the Chinese abandon their promises even before an agreement is finalized. President Trump has responded to Beijing's backtracking on provisions that have been painstakingly hammered out to date by announcing he'll impose massive new tariffs on its imports at midnight tonight. It remains to be seen if, in the face of such a threat, Communist China's delegation will revert to form, agreeing to terms they have no intention of honoring. What is clear, though, is that even a perfect trade deal will not end the PRC's other forms of unrestricted warfare against us. This is Frank Gaffney. Learn more at presentdangerchina.org.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Jay Christian Adams, subbing this week for Sandy Rios. It's been a real delight to be here. This is my last segment. I've loved being with you this week, and thanks a lot to Sandy for having me as the guest host. I guess I'll go back to being her guest after this and relegated to that. So speaking of guests, I'm absolutely thrilled to be closing out the show today with my friend as a guest, Bob Popper. Bob is an attorney at Judicial Watch and works in this area that we've been talking about. And Bob and I were both at the Justice Department together back in the both Bush and Obama administration, working on some of these issues about voter rolls. And Bob has since left the department, as I did, and we're still doing our thing. And Bob, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Christian, it's great to talk to you. Good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
Good, good. And how are you?
Oh, I'm well. I mean, over at Judicial Watch, we're doing a lot of the things that you do and that you led the way in, and that is suing states to make sure that they remove people from the voter rolls who moved out of state, who are not eligible anymore. And as you know, you would think this would be a sort of common sense thing that people would want done, but it turns out that there's a lot of resistance to it.
It's right. Sort of amazing. And, you know, let's talk about that, because some of that resistance, I think, used to be some of our coworkers, right? I mean, you know, you would think that the idea of having clean voter rolls is like discrimination on the basis of race. And folks, I will tell you, there's a bill in Congress right now to prevent states from cleaning up their voter rolls. And, you know, Bob, they like to use language very skillfully and surreptitiously. Don't they use the word purge to describe this maintenance? What does that mean?
Well, you know, what purge means, and, you know, purge does not appear in the statutes that require the removal of people who move to other states. It's a sort of sly word that carries vague hints of Stalinist repression, and, you know, that's when there were true purges. What they mean by a purge, the people who oppose removing people, is taking voter registrations of people who have died and moved to other states and removing them from the voter rolls. I don't see how that's a purge, but, you know, word games aside, the United States government during the Obama administration, as you're well aware, practically made war on any effort to remove people who had moved to other states. I mean, I will tell you that Judicial Watch sued in Los Angeles and in California, and we sued because it appeared that Los Angeles was not removing people who had moved to other states. And it turned out they had 1.5 million people on their list of inactive voters who probably live somewhere else. Now, one and a half million people is more than the population of 11 United States. And,
right.
You know, the reason they had this was that in 1998, Janet Reno's Justice Department compelled the state of California by consent decree to stop removing those who had moved and had not responded to the state's mailings.
Let's talk about
directly contrary to the statute. I'm sorry.
Right, right, right. No, let's talk about the concept of the people who should be protecting the system opposed to integrity. And that's something I think you and I both can witness firsthand, you know, down the hallways from our offices. How would you know? I took a lot of calls last segment from people, regular, normal people around the country, Kansas, Arkansas, you know, Texas, that would expect that the people in charge, election officials, Justice Department lawyers, would be the ones who most care about fixing this. Can you help describe to regular America, because this show's going coast to coast, help people understand how it is that that's not happening, that sort of a culture of lawlessness or tolerance of lawlessness is in some of our highest places of authority on this issue?
Well, look, I mean, it's crazy. You know, the National Voter Registration Act that requires the removal of people who have moved out of state, you know, it was a compromise bill that guaranteed greater ballot access through the Department of Motor Vehicles and greater integrity by compelling the removal of people who weren't registered to vote in your state anymore. And the Justice Department for years took, to my mind, a completely dishonest approach of enforcing one half of a compromise bill,
right,
the part that they like. And what's odd is, I mean, you take any federal agency, I mean, you take the post office, any federal agency whose existence is justified by a federal statute, almost without exception, they are in favor of that statute. They try to enforce it. This is an exception.
Right.
The Justice Department is so desperate, or was for years, trying to kill this bill. It wasn't just that they didn't enforce it, and they didn't bring a single Justice Department lawsuit during the Obama administration. They've actively sought consent decrees, court orders that restrict the reach of this important legislation. And just, you know, one example that's probably near and dear to your heart, non-citizens. You know, there are decisions in Florida saying that non-citizens cannot be removed from the voter rolls in certain circumstances as if they were citizens.
Right.
You know, during that period, that freeze period right before an election, which is, you know, of course, a very good idea. You don't want to make a mistake right before an election. There's a court case saying that that applies to non-citizens who were never eligible to vote.
We're taking your calls.
Another court case that you're familiar with says that non-citizens are not covered by the NVRA. Well, which is it?
Right. Anyway. We're taking your calls if you want to chime in. I'm Christian Adams with Robert Pauper, Judicial Watch. It's at 1-888-589-8840 if you want to get in there. Bob, I'm going to name names, okay? And you and I were both in the room, and I wrote about this in detail in my book. A name is Julie Fernandez. Julie Fernandez was an Obama appointee who basically shut down enforcement of the law. I mean, folks, this is how it works. That she sat in a room and told the federal lawyers like me and Bob, who were responsible for enforcing this law to keep the voter rolls clean, that we weren't going to do it anymore. Do you remember that,
right,
Bob?
What she said was, I'm not interested in that. You know, she referred to the statute that you and I have been talking about. I'm not interested in enforcing that. And she didn't just say it to you and me, Christian. She said it to the entire assembled voting section of the Civil Rights Division. This is every lawyer who's concerned with these issues received marching orders not to enforce that statute. And, true to their word, they didn't.
Many people wonder, listening, who haven't been federal employees, who wonder how it is that lawlessness and failure to maintain election integrity and allow this to occurs. And you just heard an example where the people who were in charge of this were told that it isn't going to happen, that the law isn't going to be enforced. Folks, that's how it works in Washington, D.C. And that's why we have a system that has millions of people on the voter rolls who shouldn't be there. That's why we have a system that has non-citizens on the voter rolls and voting, but yet we still have problems. I'm on with Robert Pauper. We're taking your calls at 888-589-8840. Let's go on with Peggy. Peggy, you're in Virginia. How are you doing, Peggy? You're on with Christian Adams and Robert Pauper for Sandy Rios.
Good morning. I'm glad to hear you talk about this. I've called my Chesterfield office or registrar's office asking. There are a lot of senior citizens that know what the quality of our country is going into, a down spiral, and I would be more than willing to volunteer my time to help purge the rolls at no expense to the county. But they don't seem receptive, and of course...
Well, Peggy, first of all, and I'm sorry to quibble with you, but try, guys. Purge is the word that the people who don't want the law enforcement use. It's like eating bad fish, okay? And purge yourself afterwards, okay? It's clean the voter rolls. It's do list maintenance on the voter rolls. I will tell you, in Chesterfield, I know very well Chesterfield. I had to sue Chesterfield, as a matter of fact, last year in federal court because they wouldn't give us non-citizen records. The lawsuit was Public Interest Legal Foundation versus Chesterfield County and Larry Hake. Larry Hake was the registrar in Chesterfield, and Larry wasn't a big fan of transparency. And that's part of the problem you have in Chesterfield. Now, Larry has been booted. He's no longer in charge of elections in Chesterfield, Virginia. But that's part of the problem, is you have election officials who care about hiding the ball. Bob, you've run into this, haven't you,
Christian,
with government
that's
officials?
That's an important point. I mean, you know, you would think, just to let your viewers know, there's a way to find out often who, for example, is a non-citizen. There are jury rolls that are drawn from the voter rolls. And if someone indicates on a jury form that I can't serve because I'm not a citizen, then that's automatically an anomaly to the extent that it suggests that they're on the voter rolls, which the jury rolls were drawn from. And the way people have fought, the way jurisdictions, states, counties, have fought to keep that information from going public is crazy. And you know this firsthand. I mean, you've done these suits,
right,
including the one you're talking about. And also, you know, during the Obama administration, there was a demonstrated administration reluctance to share a database which could have been used to identify non-citizens on the voter rolls. They actively fought. They had to be sued in order to compel the federal government to share that database.
And you know what? In Virginia, they passed a law, right? Common sense prevailed in the legislature in Virginia. And they passed a law that said county election officials get to look at – they should get those jury – remember, if you get called for jury duty, you can get out of jury duty if you're dead. Of course, you're not going to do that because you're not going to be there. But you can also get out of jury duty if you're not a citizen because we don't have foreigners on our juries. And many, many, many foreigners get out of jury duty by saying, hey, I got to go. I can't do this because I'm really not a citizen. And they fill out a form that says that. Well, Virginia passed a law that said take those forms and give them to the election officials because, remember, you get on the jury rolls because you're on the voter rolls. And they passed this law, and Governor Terry McAuliffe vetoed it, right? Why? That's
what
a pretty common sense thing.
Thinking, what is the purpose of keeping information from the public? I mean, I just have to tell you another favorite McAuliffe veto that, you know, I sort of remember and will always remember is there was a bill in Virginia to allow the photograph that you took when you sat for your driver's license at the Department of Motor Vehicles and registered to vote, to put that photograph in the polling books. Now, you know, there cannot possibly be anything discriminatory about using the photograph that you sat for when you got your driver's license and putting it in the polling books. And Governor McCall vetoed that. Why? What could possibly be wrong with that bill?
You start to run out of answers. Why is so many hundreds of millions of dollars by groups like the ACLU, the League of Women Voters, LULAC, MALDEF, NAACP, Bob, you know these acronyms, it goes on and on. Why are they spending so many hundreds of millions of dollars to defend flaws? And Bob, I'll tell you, we have learned just recently that they hire big PR firms. They hire big PR firms to attack people, to ridicule the idea there's voter fraud. Why is there so much money defending criminality? Do you have any ideas on that?
Well, you know, I'll add to that. There was a recent, you know, peer-reviewed scholarly study saying that voter suppression does not happen. And that's one of their big talking points. But, you know, I'm surprised to learn that they hire PR firms. I do know, and you know as well, that when you're trying to litigate to clean the voter rolls, typically it's just a couple of attorneys facing just, you know, gaggles of attorneys, pro bono attorneys from the big firms, you know, all the different well-funded, frankly, left-wing groups that do this sort of work and, you know, want everyone to vote, want no one off the rolls, even if they don't live in the state anymore. You know, and it can be disheartening, but when you talk to normal people, you know, you get your spine back because normal people think this is crazy.
Right, folks. You heard it here. Bob is exactly right. There is a whole bunch of elites and lawyers and, frankly, bad people who are keeping the system broken. We're fighting it. Bob, thanks for being here. It's great to have you. I'm happy to say I had a great week. I'm J. Christian Adams. I've been in for Sandy Rios this week. We've been talking about a lot of things, voter fraud, what you can do about it. Call from Virginia. Ask questions. Ask your elected officials, what are they doing about voter fraud? I really enjoyed my time on American Family Radio, and I hope to hear from you and talk to you again as a guest. It's been a thrill. I'm J. Christian Adams. Have a great day.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.